Thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours for headlines. President Ricky Lamont abandoned Edward Jett during fallout. Markets amid jet protests. Monday reports saw suspected cholera cases and an international news structure with the boycott G20 in South Africa.
The Hot of the News with Moana Samwana Kaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Taka and Eric Lema was this afternoon forced to abandon his address at the Impala Market in Kalola after angry commercial miners threw stones at the stage. The angry miners are believed to be from Centenary Mines. President Eric Lema is on a two-day working visit to the Copperbelt province. And in a Facebook post monitored by Hotterson, President Ricky Lamont pledged to address the key issues affecting the people of Tongola's Tiampala area, particularly regarding operations at Tempeli Mine and the miners' desire to continue their work there. Earlier, President Ricky Lamont attended a Thanksgiving service at Living Water Global Church in Sikwe to celebrate the reopening of the Zambian embassy in Israel, where he reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to restoring and strengthening diplomatic relations with Israel.
When we took public office, we made up our mind. For me, I was clear that we needed to correct an anomaly. We worked with the state of Israel in many areas, made a decision. Your PND, New Dawn government, made a decision to correct an anomaly. The Israeli embassy was shut, and we took a decision that we will reopen it. This president and the foreign minister, Minister Mutati, I carried a couple of ministers, traveled to Israel, and I had meetings with President Herzog, and I asked the leaders of the Israeli state to open an embassy here.
Meanwhile, UPND Director General for Media under the Presidential Support Program, Frank Warrior, has disclosed that no one was injured and no significant property damage occurred during the brief shutdown at the Tiampala Market, adding that the situation was handled with professionalism and instinct by the police. The Mata District Administration says it has confirmed it has suspected cases of cholera in the district. In a statement issued on behalf of the district, the epidemic preparedness committee, Mata Town Council Public Relations Officer, Councillor Kantele, said 6 patients are currently admitted, all of whom are in stable condition. Mr. Kantele has stated that a multi-sectoral task force comprising key stakeholders and the district health office is actively supporting rapid response efforts, including water quality monitoring and community sensitization. He has added that surveillance systems have been strengthened and joint field assessments are underway to identify hotspots and mitigate the risk of further transmission. The Movement for Economic Emancipation Party has expressed confidence in winning the 2026 general election, citing its powerful and transformative manifesto as the key to Zambia's renewal. Speaking during the unveiling of the party's manifesto in Lusaka, MEE President Ivan Sanka said the party will not face time joining political alliances that focus on power struggles rather than ideas. He emphasized that MEE's mission is to return state authority to the people where it rightfully belongs. Mr. Sanka said the party's agenda aims to address Zambia's deep economic inequality through massive investment in school development, infrastructure and innovation, and thrive on efficiency, transparency and national pride.
We will be successful as a very specialized business from general construction workers, civil engineers, architects, some farmers and planners, construction experts to serve their country. The engineering manifesto is a part of national transformation agenda. In this new generation of success, we will go about things and get to work. We will run every aspect of public service down to the most fundamental level. And with an idea of going back to the case, we have not spent the best. greater part of our lives, you know, working, we have been practicing, we have been learning.
Meanwhile, NEE board chairperson Harrison Kerry said that since its registration in August 2018, the party has built strong grassroots structures across Auckland provinces and is now fully prepared to lead Zambia into a new era of economic freedom and self-reliance.
We are the premier now stable and progressive, and we are doing very well. We've managed to mobilize the industry under this system. So now we think that we make the funds to use, we're talking to the people, and we've been very effective for our mission. These factors are not being used without the dedication of our members across the country. We have now established functional structures. We are now a political party with a national program. And it's through those resources that we are now here today.
Zambia has been elected to the Executive Board of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization for the 2025-2029 term during the ongoing 43rd session of the UNESCO General Conference taking place in Samarkand, Uzbekistan from 30th October to 13th November 2025. The election underscores Zambia's growing influence in shaping policies in education, science, culture, and communication. Other countries elected from Electoral Africa Group 5 include Zimbabwe, Uganda, Cameroon, Ethiopia, and Equatorial Guinea. The permanent delegate of Zambia to UNESCO, Ambassador Judith Mwemba, has described this election as Zambia's reaffirmation of its commitment to global collaboration, multilateral decision-making, and the pursuit of a just and sustainable future. This is according to a statement issued by Press Secretary Press at the Zambian Mission in France, Naomi Mwemba.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Global Entrepreneurship Network of Zambia has expressed concern over the government's continued failure to reduce the cost of business licensing for local investors, despite repeated assurances. The comments follow a recent statement by Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Bokamlenda, who announced that the government would soon implement measures to lower licensing fees as part of efforts to promote local investment. Speaking in an interview, Zen Zambia Managing Director Edwin Julie said successive governments have made similar promises to reduce the cost of doing business but have failed to deliver tangible results. Donald Trump has said the U.S. will not attend the G20 summit in South Africa with a widely discredited claim that white people are being persecuted in the country. The U.S. president said it was a political discourse at South Africa is hosting the meeting where leaders from the world's largest economies will gather in Johannesburg later this month. South Africa's foreign ministry described the decision by the White House as regrettable. The BBC has more on other global stories.
The Iranian government has confirmed that water supplies in the capital Tehran will suffer periodic cuts as the country struggles to cope with its worst drought in decades. Mohammed Ali Mualem manages the main reservoir supplying Tehran. The cuts come 2 days after President Masoud Pezeshkian suggested Tehran might have to be evacuated if shortages continue. Tanzania's main opposition party, Chadema, says its Deputy Secretary General, Amani Galuga, has been arrested. He's the third senior party official to be detained.